taking a look at how cover crops could work in your operation. No better time than planting season. More coming up on Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by our friends here at Farm Credit Services of America.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
As you're operating the planter, there are several things, of course, to be considering, including how one could add environmentally friendly cover crops into the operation. From the latest Pods of Potential episode, Ryan Tiefenthaler with Breda Ag says if you're concerned about termination, it's pretty simple.
We did a side-by-side one time accidentally. We weren't really planning on it, but it just kind of worked out the way the sprayer tank fills worked out, where we had 2,4-D in the mix. And then just straight Roundup on the other stuff, and you could tell exactly where it was, where the 2,4-D was. So there's some synergy with that, the Roundup and the 2,4-D. It definitely helped kill it faster. It crimped it overnight, or singed it overnight.
Overnight temperatures above 50 for 3 days in a row are key, he adds, but also planting green is an option.
Yeah, we have a few guys doing it. And it's working for them, and we've pushed that too a little bit. We've tried some experiments of killing the rye on the second pass with beans. And if guys are going to do that, I suggest that they start small in that and make sure that they can handle it. You really start have to doing your work with the variety of soybeans that you're using. You're going to want something that's naturally bushy, because that rye is going to force them to grow straight and tall and get leggy on you. So if you're not careful, they're gonna fall over later in the season.
In case you missed it, Soil and Water Outcomes Fund has a $50 per acre cost share now available. More details, of course, in the latest episode of Pods of Potential, available at iowaagnet.com or on your favorite podcasting service. I'm Edie Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.